Last week, a UPS truck rolled up to an office of the Division of Forests and Lands. Its cargo? A tub full of Asian wasps from a lab in Michigan. Molly Hoist, who works on the state's Emerald Ash Borer program, opens the cooler.
Big cooler wrapped in tape. And inside we have plastic bags. They're labeled with how many wasps are in here of different species.
And so how many does it say there?
So it says we've got 6,850 female Tetrastichus planipennisi.
These aren't the wasps that build nests under your eaves and need to be sprayed from 60 feet away. They're tiny, about the size of a black fly, and don't have a stinger.
They do not sting people. They don't sting. They're not really interested in any of our native insects. They're not interested in anybody's puppies or cute animals.
After emerald ash borer was discovered in Michigan in 2002 and they began to decimate the Midwest's ash trees, foresters started looking for ways to fight back. They looked to its native range, where the pest doesn't kill anywhere near as many ash trees. The reason for that is in Asia, the beetle evolved with predators.
Some places, researchers have found the two species that we are releasing here in New Hampshire to attack and successfully kill anywhere up to 50 or 60% of the emerald ash borer in a year.
Hoist and her crew tromp through a little patch of woods near a dog park in Concord. These ash trees are infested. For the last 2 years, the state has released two types of parasitic wasps here, trying to get a population established.
It's better if it's on the north side, just so it that way it won't dry out as fast.
The wasps in the cooler come as larvae, buried in little sections of tree branch. They're shipped overnight, timed so that it will only be a few days from when they arrive to when the wasps start to emerge. From there, they begin to hunt around, listening and feeling for the vibrations that emerald ash borer larvae make under the bark of the ash trees. When they find one, they lay their eggs inside the larva, where they grow and eventually kill their host. Kyle Lombard, who heads up the Forest Health Division, peels the bark off a branch from last year's wasp shipment.
So there's like exit hole of an adult.
So small.
I know.
He points out that even though this branch was clearly being eaten alive by ash borer, all of the exit holes are wasp-sized.
All of this larvae was parasitized and killed by Tetrastichus.
In Asia, there's an entire suite of parasites like these that keep emerald ash borer in check. But here, all we've got is this one lab in Brighton, Michigan, that's frantically raising three species of these critters and shipping them out.
So last year we produced about 750,000 parasitoids that went out the door, and we're targeting a 10% increase on that.
Ben Slager runs that lab for the U.S. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. It costs them about $4 per wasp to grow these bugs, but it provides them to states free of charge.
Of the 25 states that are infested, there are 20 states that have asked for parasitoids, and you know we've been able to supply them sufficiently.
Of course, by releasing a few thousand wasps each year in the face of millions of ash borer already out on the landscape, these states are definitely playing the long game. They're hoping for populations of these wasps to establish themselves and spread outward at a rate of about a kilometer a year.
Releasing these wasps certainly won't save individual trees in the short run. It certainly isn't something that landowners can do to save their woodlot from emerald ash borer. But in the long run, there's some really good evidence so far that these could make a lasting impact and help save our ash trees in the future.
Period.
Yeah.
As opposed to not have ash trees, period.
Right. Absolutely.
The question is, will these tiny wasps spread quickly enough to save any of this generation of ash trees? Or are we only talking about saving the remnants of our ash trees after the tidal wave of ash borer has swept past? For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.